You're listening to a podcast from the Brookings Institution.
To a large degree, I think larger than most people realize, the functioning, the proper, effective, efficient functioning of our economy depends upon an accurate census.
This is At Brookings, a weekly in-depth look at issues behind the news. This week, the census.
Every 10 years, it comes around, the census. This nationwide headcount collects much-needed and valuable information. Schools, clinics, parks, infrastructure. Census data helps shape them all. It helps lawmakers set the size of congressional districts. In a new report, Counting for Dollars, the Role of the Decennial Census in the Distribution of Federal Funds, Metropolitan Policy Program Fellow Andrew Reamer explains how important census figures really are.
Andrew, I think everyone knows that every 10 years a census is taken, and the census does many things. It helps the federal government figure out how much money to dole out to state governments and then subsequently to local governments, and it also impacts on the economy and policy-making choices. Is that right?
Policy-making, the economy, and other aspects of democracy as well. So it's, as you mentioned, apportionment. Also the redistricting. Once apportionment is how many seats in the House of Representatives does each state get, based on population. Then once that figure is set, how the state legislature draws the boundaries, and they use the census data for that as well. And then state legislatures draw their own boundaries for state legislative districts. Cities draw it for city council districts and so forth. But also the numbers are used by the federal government and by state governments, by local governments to figure out, identify policy issues and opportunities at the local and state level, where to put roads, where to put schools, where to put health clinics. At the federal level, the numbers are used to enforce civil rights and voting rights legislation, equal opportunity in regard to jobs, and fair housing laws.
How is census data beneficial to businesses and nonprofits?
The realm of the economy, that the census data are critical to business decision-making regarding where to locate businesses and what goods and services to offer. They want to understand how many people live where and who are they by age, by sex, and by race and ethnicity, so they know what goods and services to sell them. So to a large degree, I think larger than most people realize, the functioning, the proper, effective, efficient functioning of our economy depends upon an accurate census.
You've written a paper called Counting for Dollars. What does this paper tell us about the census and its importance to the American people, our government, and our communities?
What my study does is provide a number for every county in the country and every metro area in the country. The notion was to be able to allow people in Akron or Dubuque or Topeka who are promoting the census to say, look, we get $X hundred million, $X billion a year based on census statistics for these programs. It makes it more real for people at the local level. I found 11 different data sets that spin off of the 2000 census. $500 billion. And what we found is that it covers 215 programs. It's a lot of federal programs, including 3/4 of all federal grant money is allocated on the basis of census-related statistics. So, the implication is that states and communities will get their proper share of this pretty significant portion of the federal budget. It's actually 15% of the federal budget we're talking about here, if their community is counted properly. If they're undercounted, the odds increase significantly. They won't get their fair share.
Can you give me a really clear example of how important census dollars are to state coffers?
It's impossible to identify, okay, for every person you count, how much more money will a state get? Because there's 215 programs. But because Medicaid is the largest program by far, Medicaid, as people know, is a state-run program. Medicaid monies are 58% of that $447 billion that we identified. States have a lot of latitude around how they design their Medicaid programs. It could be very generous programs. It could be conservative programs. And states are reimbursed by the federal government. The reimbursement can run anywhere from 50% to 83%, depending on how rich or poor the state is. The poorer the state, the higher the reimbursement. What we discovered is that a small increase in the accuracy of the population count will increase the state's reimbursement rate for Medicaid and bring in hundreds to thousands of dollars per person per year. And when I say per person, I mean every man, woman, and child in the state, not just Medicaid participants. So over a decade, that can run from anywhere to several thousand to $30,000. It's a lot of money per person.
Now, granted, the census form is shorter now, but it still takes time to fill out the 10 questions, and it takes time for the government to fashion the questions and to mail the forms into every home in the country at a cost of millions of dollars, I'm sure. Is the end result worth it?
It's a pretty good return on investment if you just think about you want the fair and equitable allocation of $5 trillion across the country. To spend $14.5 billion to make sure you're allocating $5 trillion appropriately is a pretty good return on investment. And then in addition to that, you get the uses of the census for democracy and for the economy and for other aspects of public policy. So while $14 billion plus is a lot of money, the return to the nation is enormous. And I think the nation, both politically and economically, couldn't function without the census.
Andrew, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
And thank you for joining us. I'm Gigi Hinton.
At Brookings is produced by the Brookings Institution. To learn more about the issues discussed on At Brookings, visit our website at brookings.edu.